Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Alliance for Life podcast is upon us now, and as always, very enjoyable to talk about things happening at St. Vita High School. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell, and we're taking a quick look ahead here because as we get into the end of November, it's going to be time to talk about Fine Arts Week at St. Vita High School, and this is one of the great events. We have covered it many times in the past, and it's, I think, a little more exciting this year as we begin to come out of the COVID experience a little bit. We can do some things that we had not been able to do last year. So we've got a couple of our faculty members to join us today to talk about it. Very pleased to have with me, I think first time on the podcast, for both Matt Grunfeld and CJ Zimmerman. And first of all, gentlemen, thanks for making some time. I'm really looking forward to our conversation today.
Of course.
Yeah, thank you for having us, Jim.
I certain terms just sort of float out there. We talk about Fine Arts Department at St. Vita. Can we kind of, let our listeners know a little bit about what that entails? Because it is pretty broad. And, maybe, Matt, you've been around a little bit. Kind of just an overview of what the Fine Arts Department entails.
Yeah, of course. The Fine Arts Department at St. Vita High School encompasses all visual and performing arts courses. So that's like, that includes the band, the theater, choir, and of course all our visual arts courses, which me and Mr. Zimmerman teach.
And visual arts, there's a term I want to make sure we understand because there's some new and different things there. So let's talk about coursework. First of all, you're each teaching courses this semester. When you talk about visual arts, what are each of you teaching in the current semester?
Of course. I'm actually blessed to be teaching an intro to visual arts course, which is for our beginning level art students. I teach 3D design, where we're creating essentially like that's our ceramics class, and we're working with the 3D forms, as well as advanced 3D. And I also teach iPad media, which is a course where we deal with, we work with still photography, we do stop motion animations, as well as video work.
Wow, okay. And CJ, what's on your plate?
Yeah, since I'm still fairly new at St. Vita, I'm only teaching one section of Introduction to Adobe Photoshop this semester. But I'm also in the process currently of proposing two new digital art classes for next year, those being basically Photoshop 2 and then an Introduction to Digital Photography course too.
Now, it was interesting, Matt, when you were talking about the courses you're teaching and you mentioned 3D and there are some traditional art forms in that. But it seems to me that much of this, or some of this anyway, is technology-driven these days. How has your teaching experience changed with technology over the years?
Well, it actually spawned our, not only in our 3D courses. In our 3D courses, the technology is kind of like the newer technology we're utilizing is the our 3D printers, which we're very lucky to have a whole bank full of five of them, and we utilize them for that class in 3D as well as advanced 3D. But further, the iPad media class came into being because we wanted to move forward with technology. So that's essentially like we're utilizing all technology for all of our projects within that course.
Mm-hmm. And CJ, as you start talking about it, Photoshop and some of the advanced photography and other things, I assume very much of that or not all of that is digital these days as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So all those course offerings for me are all heavily digital focused. As you said, we no longer have a traditional dark room at school. So moving on with a digital photography course. And of course in the Photoshop course, we're all in the computer the whole time designing with the MacBook inside of the Adobe Creative Suite. So yeah, it's definitely moving in that direction. It hasn't totally replaced the human element of creating art, but it's just definitely another tool that the artist can have in their toolbox, if you will.
Yeah, and tools are something I wanted to talk about and help explain a little bit about what that might mean. Certainly there's an iPad or Matt will talk about the 3D printers in a moment as well, but what are students getting their hands on, whether it's types of equipment or types of software? What is new in the fine arts curriculum these days that you guys find interesting and like to put in front of the students?
Yeah, in my go ahead, Matt.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just really the apps we're currently using. It's like it changes each year. Like I'm constantly on the search for at least for iPad media, like for apps that kind of like we can utilize for artwork. Each year I kind of like switch over to a new one. So currently we're using like a really great stop motion animator app. It's called Stop Motion Studio Pro, and that's kind of like our major technology kind of work in that particular class. But CJ definitely has more tech in his classes.
Yeah, in my intro to Adobe Photoshop course, each student's given a MacBook laptop to use while in class. So that's kind of a new thing with them. You know, every student, of course, has an iPad, but they don't always get a lot of time to use the like a traditional desktop computer or a laptop. So that's something that's unique to my course. They get to use one of those every time they're in class, and then also have the a subscription to the Adobe Creative Suite, so that not only can they use Photoshop, but they can explore other things within the Adobe Creative Suite too. So yeah, always just trying to incorporate as much technology that makes sense.
And Matt, you mentioned the 3D printers, and I just always found those to be fascinating. People talk about them. I don't know how many of us have ever seen one in action. Can you kind of describe what a 3D printer is and how students are using them?
Well, essentially, just for example, with our we have a project coming up in my advanced 3D class where they're making they need to kind of design their own little votive candle holders, and we're kind of combining the 3D printed element of like the votive, the holder will be printed out on a 3D printer, but the base will be a ceramic piece. So I kind of like the whole idea of melding together the old ways, the traditional art ways, with the new 3D printer ways. So we find and we design most of our stuff in Thingiverse. And then from there, it's just we throw the design onto a flash drive, pop that into our MakerBot 3D printers, and just kind of let it go for 8 hours.
Well, you use the word project, and I wanted to ask too, because it seems to me art in general, there's certainly art studies and art history, but the fine arts and now the digital arts, is it safe to assume that these courses are more about they're project-based, much more so than you having to do a lecture test format?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would say definitely in my courses, it's probably 90% creating and 10% listening to me talk about creating, so, or art history. It's always beneficial to look to the past in order to inform what the art we're making today is. So we definitely do look to the past and the masters and everything like that. But for the most part, they're in here creating artwork, and I'm only interjecting to demo a particular media or just doing some light art history lesson.
And CJ, do you see the same kind of thing in your work?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with Matt. Definitely heavily project-based class for myself. Most of the classes start with a short lecture demonstration to demonstrate new concepts or the project. But most of the students' grades come from projects that are completing in class. And for my Adobe Photoshop course specifically, there's no written final. It's just a larger final project that makes up a good portion of the student's grade. So yeah, definitely heavily project focused.
Now, I think people would be interested to kind of get a sense for the types of students taking these courses. And maybe there's an assumption that these are just kind of electives that the kids are doing they have an interest. I don't want to call it a hobby, but it seems to be more and more that these are steps toward career or college and career paths. These are skills that are going to be inherent in a lot of jobs. Do you have a sense now that your students are taking these kind of courses with an eye on a career down the line?
Yeah,
I think
I feel.
I'm sorry. CJ. Nope, CJ. You go. My bad.
Okay. I feel most students entering, you know, especially the freshman level, enter our classes as, you know, an elective, just to fulfill an elective. But I think a big part of Matt and I's jobs as art teachers is try to immerse them in as much art as possible and try to show them, like, practical applications for their art and where, like, there is a career path if they choose to go down that. And I mean, Matt and myself are, you know, living examples of what a career in art can look like. You know, it's, you don't have to become an art teacher, but that's, you know, that's one thing you could do. So yeah, I definitely feel like it's something we need to show them. If they are entering it at just an elective level, we need to show them that there are, you know, other applications down the road for sure.
Mm-hmm. And Matt, you wanted to jump in there on that as well?
He answered that question pretty well. This year is the first year that I've actually had we have three students that are involved in the AP drawing course, which is they're going to be taking advanced 2D next semester, and those are some students that are definitely going into the art field. They're going to, like, one is that already been accepted to the School of Art Institute Chicago, so they're looking to have a career in the arts. So it's really nice working with them. They're very
terrific. It's going to be very gratifying. A few minutes left in our conversation with C.J. Zimmerman and Matt Grenfeld from the Fine Arts Department. I mentioned at the beginning we wanted to talk about this because Fine Arts Week is coming up. Can you share a little bit about what that week looks like and what might be happening around the school so people have a sense for what that celebration really brings?
Well, it's definitely a celebration of the arts, and it's kind of raising the awareness of kind of like the talents of our students. We are going to be displaying art in two different places in the school, like all week. So there'll be a display up by the commons, as well as over by the lobby. We'll be displaying some two-dimensional work, and we have an art panel, an art discussion panel that we're inviting some artists to come in to via Zoom to kind of discuss about their careers in the arts, and that's happening on Thursday. And then Friday it culminates in our big assembly where the performing arts really get to show off their stuff, and they'll also be having a performances on Sunday also.
And will those displays and everything be set up for the Sunday event then as well, so people come to the building and get to see all of this?
Yeah, those will stay up till, like, we won't take those down till, like, the midweek, like, the week after Fine Arts Week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, CJ, some of your students' work will be on display as well?
Yeah, absolutely. The theme for the Winter Arts Fest, which is that Sunday that concludes Fine Arts Week, is Together for Christmas is the theme we chose for this year. So keeping with the theme, my introduction to Adobe Photoshop class is creating double exposure projects that take two or more images and, like, combine or blend them together into one final project. So that's what my students are going to be contributing to the Fine Arts Week.
I'm going to throw one more question out there, and it's very unfair because we've only got about a minute left. I bet you could both go on much longer, but I'll start with you, Matt. Just when you talk about art, from what you've seen, your experience, can you share just some of the benefits of students being able to explore different interests like this, the artistic side? There's a lot of pressure academically. What do you see students experience when they take courses like this?
I've heard it pretty many times since I've been here. This is my 19th year at St. Vider, but I frequently hear students saying that it's just kind of like a nice, relaxing, creative atmosphere. So they enjoy that aspect of it, where it is different than their lecture classes, where they're listening the majority of the time, and they actually get to kind of like get their hands dirty and kind of have fun with it. So, and it actually does encourage whole brain learning, so they're stimulating their right brain. And that makes, like, whole brain learners do better in whatever career choice they make.
Yeah, and I'm sure, CJ, you've experienced kind of similar circumstances.
Yes, absolutely. And piggybacking off what Matt said about helping students become more of a whole brain learner, integrating art and design into education has been demonstrated to increase the happiness and well-being of students just throughout their life in general, but also leads to, like, better problem-solving skills and increase creativity and innovation among students as well. So it's definitely something that we don't always think about, but it can help in more aspects in a student's life than just creating art, you know?
Yeah. Well, outstanding conversation today. Matt Grunfeld, C.J. Zimmerman, thanks so much, guys, for being here today. And best of luck with Fine Arts Week. We're looking forward to seeing everything that is displayed and presented and performed that week. So thanks so much for being here. And we encourage everyone to participate, learn a little bit more about it. Information, of course, stvinder.com. And you can follow up and get more details about the events off the calendar there. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the Align for Life podcast.